This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, October 21st. It's another take on a robo-advisor. RBC Correspondent Services, State Street Global Advisors, and Next Capital are joining forces to offer a new suite of ETF models. Nick Good, co-head of the global SPDR business at State Street, on what they're doing.
Clients of RBC are able to essentially now apply model portfolios to their clients at very small sizes on a very automated, effective, cost-efficient way. So as small as $5,000 can be invested, and this really provides those RIAs who use RBC a way of complying with the forthcoming DOL rulings for some of their smallest accounts, which are obviously an area of concern for them.
Good says a veteran State Street team that manages over $250 billion in assets will be developing the portfolios.
That team is deeply experienced and obviously manages money for some of the world's most sophisticated investors. And one of the things we've been doing over the last couple of years is finding ways to bring some of that expertise into the intermediary space. So that team will be running these portfolios, but with a close eye on making sure they make sense to clients with small account sizes. So it is things like minimizing transaction costs and keeping them simple but effective so that the returns aren't impacted by the overall cost of either the platform or the trading.
Good. On what building blocks the State Street team will be using for the model ETF portfolios?
These are there are five different models based on different risk profiles. Then they use SPDR ETFs within them. The key thing is that all of these ETFs are available on RBC's commission-free platform. So that was a big part of this. That the trading within each model is now commission-free, which removes a lot of the cost for a small account.
Good adds the portfolios will be relatively steady.
The intention is that they're not set it and forget it, but we don't intend to rebalance them very often. These are strategic rather than tactical. So that's intentional for a small account size. If you keep shifting the allocation, if you've got $5,000 spread across, say 10 tickers, you're talking about, $500 each. You can't make those sort of really thin tactical shifts and achieve the goals that you want to.
Good says State Street is excited about this partnership. As for RBC, in a statement, Brett Thorne, head of RBC Correspondent and RBC Advisor Services, said the new ETF portfolios will allow his firm's independent broker-dealer clients to provide cost-effective options that will help them meet the changing regulatory demands. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.